Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, hey, it is Disney night at season 28 of Dancing with the Stars, episode 5. Ooh, we can't wait to talk about it, and Carrie Ann literally got swept off her feet. Stay right there.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody. We are back for another episode of Dancing with the Stars, season 28, Woo! Episode 5, and it is Disney night. The mouse is back. I'm so excited. I am Carla Renata, and I'm going to go through all... So if you're just joining us for the first time for Dancing with the Stars After Show, let me just give you a couple of little rules that we go by. So I'm going to tell you who everybody is. They're going to tell you who they are themselves and why we feel like we are the ones to be talking about Dancing with the Stars here at AfterBuzz TV. So for myself, personally, I am a former Broadway dancer. I've been in 8 Broadway shows, and so that's it. And I'm just going to say that, leave it right there.
Okay, I love that intro. How do you follow that, Carla?
You can do it, T. I know okay. You can, because you were savage and you was right.
Oh, I love that. I love all you guys. I'm T. Julie Pinko. I'm super excited to be here tonight. I'm a professional dancer, still currently in L.A. I've danced for an NBA team for the past few seasons, and that's kind of my thing. Jeff, let's hear your dance experience.
I know. Well, here's what I will say. Guys, Jeff Graham here. Love to host, love to watch TV. But I think you guys know this, I did work on a cruise ship for 6 months, and I played Bob Gaudio in a Jersey Boys tribute show. So
that is hilarious. I did not know that.
Yes, I can walk like a man if you need me to do that.
Your comedy, I love that.
Yes.
Yes.
And Carla with a K.
Hey guys, I'm Carla Belchin, and I don't dance anymore, but I used to dance when I was younger, and I totally love it.
Yay!
And you work for the show. That's the other thing.
Yeah, I actually used to work for Dancing with the Stars, and today I was actually in the studio watching the show live.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, so Carla's going to have a little bit of scoop for us about that a little later on, but let's get right on to it because, you know, Disney Night is one of my favorite nights that they do at Dancing with the Stars because it's the mouse and it's like all emotional. It's like, how can you have a bad night when you know, dancing for the mouse? Like I said, Teague, you were savage, but you was right. So they started off doing a really nice opening number in Disneyland with the pros and the dancers, which was really fun. They did it to a little compilation reel of all these Disney songs that we know and love, like Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Yeah, I said that. And I was so happy that I said it right. But I love that. And then they did a couple of little promos, which I'll talk about that later. But the first couple that went up was Sailor and Val, and they did a little Cinderella action, and they did it to what dance did they do? I didn't write that down. Viennese Waltz. Thank you, Miss Teague. Mm-hmm. This is what I love about Miss Sailor. Her mama cries every week. It don't matter what dance Miss Sailor is doing. They always have that camera on Christy Brinkley, and she is sobbing like my girl that broke her leg, which is only a mother's love would do that. I love the fact that she supports and loves her daughter that much. And I love how when they finished the dance, how all of the contestants were back behind them smiling so lovingly at her. I'm like, I feel like she's everybody's daughter at the show. Like, everybody's kind of taking care of her. But, I did write Viennese Waltz. See, I didn't just scroll down. Just But I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was a really beautiful dance, and she looked really beautiful, and she did look like a Disney princess. That's what I think about it. I do think that one of the judges said that she had worked on her spins, because before, she always kind of looked like after she'd done a spin or two that she was going to teeter right out of it. And this particular night, they said that she kind of stayed up on her axis and was getting better at that. And she truly was in character for the whole entire dance. Her arms were good. Her fan kicks were nice. You know, it was nice. It was a beautiful dance. Okay, here we go. I
know. Take a deep breath.
I thought it was good. She looks stunning. She does look exactly like Cinderella. She's beautiful to look at, and she's got the great graceful glide. I think that was really good. I think there are a few things that I need to see just a little bit differently. Her shoulders, for some reason, it's not always, but sometimes she gets a little bit heavy in the shoulder area. She needs to push those down just a little bit. And the transitions for me felt just a little bit choppy. And that's pretty specific, but I think overall it could have flowed a little bit nicer on those transitions. And in addition to her shoulders being a little too hiked up, I think also she needs to, when she has the opportunity, to move the shoulders. I think the shoulders just maybe need a little bit of massage and maybe a little bit of movement, but good hold, but bring them down. Just a little bit of adjustment in the shoulders. Overall, it was a really great number, and she's so cute, so I'm happy that she did well.
What did you think, Carla?
I actually loved her dance. In the beginning, when the other dancers kind of came out on stage, I got nervous because I was like, I thought about the fact that she's not really ready to kind of dance amongst other people, because that sometimes takes away the attention from them. But being in the ballroom and just watching her, I didn't even pay attention to the people that were around her. It was just all eyes on her, and I think she did a fantastic job.
That's good. I'm thinking studio, it sounds like it really rang well. Mm-hmm. I will say, I'm kind of a Teague on this one. And to me, Sailor's Dance sort of nailed the whole night of Disney Night for me. It sounds like, Carla, in general, you loved the whole Disney Night production.
Yeah, but there's a couple in there that I didn't, so I'm just going to say that.
I will say, Disney Night's usually a highlight of the season for me, but something about it in general, kind of as an overall night, fell a little short. I don't know, I felt like the Disney corporatization element of what they do on ABC was really heavily pushed tonight, which it always is, but something about it felt especially aggressive and sometimes took away from the magic of the night for me.
I would kind of agree.
But that's just my take on the overall thoughts the night. In terms of Sailor, we have Bobo Poza in the chat, who I gotta say sounds a lot like Joseph Boza, who's also a common after buzzer, but he says, Sailor is kind of bland, and I'm already over the she is dancing in her mother's place arc. I need more about her. I think that's true too. I think if I knew her a little better, I could connect with her more as a performer. I think it's a vacancy in the eyes. That's my problem. She's hitting the choreography, but it feels a bit like she's marking it. And like, you look at a Lauren Elena, who is just feels so connected to the dance. I feel like Sailor's connected to the choreography, but not to the dance, if that makes sense.
I feel you, but but Lauren Elena has a big personality, so that's a personality thing. I think when they were on last week and Rumor came to visit Sailor, right? Rumor and Sailor both, because they have parents that are freaking bigger than life. I mean, Sailor's mother is a supermodel.
Right.
Like a huge supermodel who was married to one of the biggest pop stars of the 90s, Billy Joel. So all she wanted to do was go like this. Rumor's parents were Demi Moore and Bruce Willis. All she wanted to do was go
That's
like
good
this.
Point.
So I feel like it's a personality thing. When you have parents that are big, look at when Chaz Bono was on there. Chaz Bono's mother was Cher. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. When you have parents that are that big, big in personality, big in stature, big in celebrity, all you want to do is just be like this and hide, you know?
Good point.
So I think maybe she's afraid to step out and show personality because she doesn't want to overshine, because there's something innately in her that doesn't want to overshine. I just want to point that out.
Right. And you also have to remember, she wasn't supposed to be on the show. So.
No,
right.
She wasn't. You know? They kind of that's the other thing, too. She did get thrown. For somebody that got thrown up in there at the last minute, my girl is killing it. But I do agree with what they said in the chat room and with everyone here, that I would like to know more about her. Mm-hmm. Her, aside from being Rumor's friend, aside from being Christy Brinkley's daughter, I'd like to know more about Sailor Brinkley Cook. So totally. There's that. But they got a score of a 24 out of 30. And that was that. So then there was Karamo and Jenna. They did the dance to the Lion King. I'm like, really? Of all the songs in Lion King, all they can come up with is I Just Can't Wait to Be King? Anyway, that's my own personal peeve. But what I did love about his story with Disney Night is that, you know, he was very emotional about his sons. Mm-hmm. And like I said, when we started, everybody at some point gets a little emotional about Disney night, and he was very emotional about his son to the point where he cried the whole dance.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
He was crying the whole dance, and because, and I think because he listened, he either listened or watched that package. So that kind of took him out of the focus of where he needed to be. And so Jenna, you literally could see Jenna yelling at him, yelling the steps at him the whole entire dance. And I think that was a detriment for him this week. But yeah. And I felt like his arms were bent a lot. Like he wasn't, she's got the shoulders. I'm like the arm. And we both hate the sickle hands situation, Teague and I. Mm-hmm. But his arms were bent a lot. And I think they were supposed to be straight. That kind of bothered me. But I realized that him not being focused was due to the emotionality that he was experiencing with tonight's dance. I do feel like he radiated joy, as they said, when he was dancing, and that it was very fun. And then, you know, I love that Lynn was trying to be, he was trying not to be salty tonight, but he had to just get one in there with Karamo, and he was like, you know, your feet were a bit stompy. And I'm like, really though? But okay, I'm just gonna say that. But in general, this dance, this samba with Karamo and Jenna, it didn't work for me.
Yeah.
I wasn't overjoyed by it.
Karamo only has one face. I think I'll let you all talk about technique, but I think he, and it probably, like you said, he was emotional from what had happened, but I think in a similar way to Sailor, I'm not seeing him facially connect to his choreography. I want to see him act more. You know, he's not an actor, he's a host. He's probably used to a specific kind of charisma that you need to bring when you host, but I want to see him perform more because it's a very specific kind of hosty, one note smiling dance. I do want to quickly, though, Carla mentioned the package. I want to applaud ABC on this because it was an LGBTQ themed package. There's two ways this could have gone. One, it could have been way overemphasizing about the fact that he is in the community, or two, it could have completely ignored that. But what I want to applaud ABC is about is they presented this package exactly like they would have any other contestant with their kids. So that was one really cool thing I appreciated about tonight's broadcast, just for the record.
Yeah, ABC is always really good about acknowledging anybody that's LGBTQ, even with their soap operas back in the day, going all the way back to All My Children. So they're a big proponent of that. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
It's great.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, you guys know that I love Karamo, and I'm rooting for Karamo, and I vote for Karamo all the time. But the only thing is that I think that Karamo's getting too, like, he's thinking too much about what the judges are going to think of his dance, and he's not actually getting into the dance, which is basically what you just said. And I just think that he is too much into his head thinking of, like, what is Len going to say? And in the beginning, like, it did kind of feel like that, where he was just kind of very emotional. And then he did this, like, fun move, and he was like, oh, that's right, like, I'm dancing. And then the rest of the dance, like, the first half of the dance, I was like, like, you know, there's tears running down your face, like, you know. And then the second half, when he kind of got it together, he did such a phenomenal job. I thought that he just ended up better than he started.
I think overall it was a good dance. But here's the thing. Okay.
I love you, T.
I think it was good. It was cute that we got emotional. It looked like he was thinking a lot. Mm. And mm-hmm. I think he just looked stressed overall. And, I mean, obviously we saw after that he was emotional. I didn't see that during the dance, but we obviously saw it after.
Right.
I loved the breakdown. I was kind of a fan of the breakdown.
Oh, the Afro-Cuban section.
Yes,
that was cool.
I loved that. I thought that was cool, and I appreciated that from Jenna. But other than that, I think this didn't really showcase what he can do. And I think we really haven't seen a routine for him that we've been like, oh yes, finally, like, we kind of see, because I think he's able to, he has certain rhythm, he could perform a routine really well. We haven't seen that yet from him, so I think that's what's, I'm always like, dang it, didn't quite hit it. But yeah. I was impressed, and I really like him, and I hope he sticks around.
I think every season, Teague, there's one partnership that just doesn't quite gel.
Yeah.
And it's hard, it's not like they're not getting along, but they just aren't, you know?
I mean, they were excited that they got each other at the beginning, and I think they get along well, but it was like Carrie Ann said, a lot of times with that couple in particular, it looks like there's two people dancing as opposed to a unit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
They're just,
well, and I think that you said this in the earlier in the season, Jeff, that Jenna sometimes doesn't really choreograph for her partner. And I think that we kind of saw the same thing last year, and we might be seeing the same thing again.
I always say that about Jenna. And Jenna's a lovely person, but I see a pattern with her choreography, that she does have a tendency to choreograph toward her strengths instead of her partner's strengths. And I don't think she does it intentionally. I just think it ends up coming off that way.
Yeah, she's a newer pro. I mean, she'll continue to learn, I think.
She better hope Dancing with the Stars stay on TV that long. Oh, did I say that out loud? Anyway, they got a 21 out of 30, which put them in the bottom of the pack for the evening. And then next up was Kate and Pasha, her real life boyfriend and her Russian boyfriend. I love when she says that. They did a jazz routine to A Spoonful of Sugar from Mary Poppins. Let me just say that I was so excited that they flew her in, and then they undressed her and everything for her little beginning. And they did not mess around very long before she got out of that costume and they started moving. It was a delightful dance. It really, really was. They were in sync the whole entire time. Even Lynn pointed out they had a little bit of polka, they had a little bit of Charleston, they had a little bit of quick step up in there, and it was perfect for that particular song. It took you back. It almost felt like you took a number out of a Broadway musical and put it in Dancing with the Stars. It was great. I loved it.
I loved it too. I would totally agree. It felt like I was watching Broadway. I love her. We've gotten to see her personality shine through in this whole season, which has been really fun. I think it was a really, I wrote down Broadway feel. Quick Step was great. I thought it was very fun and good jazz routine.
Yes.
She is Mary Poppins.
She was. She kind of is, right?
Yeah, Mary Poppins. She
did. What about you, Carla and Jeff?
I loved it. Honestly, when I first saw her and they were pulling her up, I was, like, not paying attention. And then all of a sudden, I look up and, like, Kate is up in the sky. And you're like, oh, my goodness, like, this is so scary. But then she came down and it was so perfect. I loved the whole routine from as high as she was to as the ground as low as she went.
It's funny. Kate has been my favorite. I've been pretty vocal about that.
Yes.
I will say maybe it was an expectations issue this week, but it didn't blow me away. And I think Kate did a great job. And I've loved Pasha's choreography, but tonight it didn't quite hit for me. I think it must have just been that I thought character, performance, actor, jazz, this is going to be the number of the night. And it just wasn't for me. Nella J in the chat says, Kate did amazing, but I wasn't blown away by her dance. I totally agree with that. And I wish I had a more tangible reason as to why. But aww. I think I just came in expecting it to knock me off my feet. And it didn't quite. Like right here, we had a long stomping section of just kind of walking around. I think when you only have a couple minutes, I want every minute of choreography to be really eye-popping. And it just wasn't for me. Okay. But I like both of them, and I'm hoping for more next week.
Okay, well, they got a 24 out of 30, which was a really decent score from everybody. And so everybody seemed to be on the same page. All the judges seemed to be on the same page with them. Then next up was Sean Spicer and Lindsay. And they did a quick step to You Got a Friend of Me, Toy Story. This is the thing that I want to say about Sean Spicer. Love or hate his politics, or love or hate him, at the end of the day, everybody is human. Everybody has a mom and a dad. Everybody hates that moment if they've been in the position, unfortunately, to have lost a parent. And I think tonight was the night that humanized him for a lot of the viewers watching him, regardless of how you feel about him as a former press secretary, no matter how you feel about him and his politics, being a Republican or whatever, tonight made him human. And he'll probably get some more votes as a result of it. His dad passed away from pancreatic cancer, and tonight was special for him because he has really strong memories of sharing Disneyland with his father. So that was beautiful to see. But I felt like this dance in general was just a little clunky. It was just clunky. Lynn was like, he has some nice heel leads, but I'm like, I don't even know how he could see that, because I was like, well, how did you even see that? The whole dance felt a little clunky. It felt a little stiff. For me, it felt like he went a step backwards instead of a step forward.
Hmm. You know what? For the first time ever, I'm going to be positive Polly here, and I really liked this for him. I actually think this might have been his best routine for me personally. Ooh. I really liked it and honestly, I'm watching it back right now, and truly, I might be because I was looking at Lindsay the whole time, because she looks stunning in that outfit.
Yeah.
What is that outfit? Can she wear that every day? She looks incredible.
He's like, can she wear that every day?
Oh my gosh, she is like a specimen. But anyway, I like guys, but I just want to, she looks great.
Maybe you cheat for Lindsay.
No, I don't probably.
She's like, I'm not LGBT.
She'd be on your list.
But anyways, she was. I think that he was. I was impressed by how lifted he was when we've seen him. And I would agree, some parts were clunky, and some parts he tripped a little bit over his feet. But overall, I was like, wow, he's kind of getting like lifted, more lifted than I would think he's been, and or even was capable of being. So I thought it was good. What'd you guys think?
I was kind of watching Lindsay. I got it.
Right? It is so hard. It is so hard to take the eyes off of her.
He is one of those contestants that's all in. And like you mentioned, Carla, however you feel about Sean Spicer, I do think this will be a big net positive for him from a PR perspective. He's doing about as well as he could be on this show based on the way he came in.
Yeah.
And you know what? He is embracing the process as much as you can. And he's better than he was on day one.
Well, that's true. I mean, and that's the point of Dancing with the Stars, isn't it? Is to take somebody who's never danced in ballroom dance before and make them a ballroom dancer. Yeah. So in his case, they're definitely accomplishing that goal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always think that I appreciate anybody that comes out to the dance floor and just tries and deliver a nice performance. And I think that he does that every single time. And he's definitely enjoying himself. And you just enjoy it just by watching him. So he is definitely improving slowly but surely. And we'll see how long he'll stay in the competition for.
Well, the judges agree with y'all. They didn't agree with me. They thought it was his best dance. And they ended up with a 19 out of 30. And then next up was my favorite dance of the night. Only because it made me cry. Like, I physically and visibly was in tears. In tears. Uh-oh. Look at Teague's face with Ellie.
I think Teague should start because I
don't even know where I would insert myself. You're having an emotional connection to
no,
this.
No, go ahead, girl. I can come back to it. Go ahead. Do you.
Oh, no. You're going to make me do that?
It's all good. We'll save them. We'll get more and more positive as we go. And the thing is, that's why we have four hosts on here, Teague.
Do you, girl. Go ahead. I got
you. Okay, I'm so sorry, but the ballet shoes were a bad call, okay?
For somebody who likes technique and who knows what a pointed foot should look like, the ballet shoe is a bad call. What was this? What was this considered?
Contemporary.
It was contemporary,
which I thought we were kind of getting rid of on Dancing with the Stars, and then we were popping it back.
Disney night.
Okay, good. Here's the thing. It's just so hard because it's. She tries very hard. I couldn't get past the feet, and you know that's my biggest pet peeve. And everybody who knows me knows that is. But that it was really hard to watch. I think that honestly, it might have been even. Oh, so yeah, just like watch it back one more time, and just let me know what you think. I just feel like it was harder. It's harder to dance in a ballet shoe. It is harder to. I couldn't look at anything else. Okay. All right. But. Also, I feel like the feeling was a little bit too. Some of it felt a little bit too.
Was it too dramatic for you?
What's that word? Like too produced? Like too?
Oh, just like heightened.
Yeah, just like a little more heightened than needed to be. All right, I'm so sorry. I'm done. Now go for your positive, everyone.
That's fair, T.
You know what? That's a fair assessment, and that wasn't horrible. Like I've heard and seen you be much more savage than that. So that was that was tame in comparison.
I was trying to keep it.
Girl, it's all good. But that made me cry when they did that upside down lift. I was like, what? What is happening right now? And I will agree with the judges when they say that she has fearless commitment. Love or hate this girl. This child goes 1,000% into every single solitary dance she does. She does it character-wise. She does it step-wise, routine-wise. She just goes in full throttle. But what I kind of wasn't having was that backhanded compliment that Carrie Ann Inaba gave her. Carrie Ann Inaba was like, you know, about when she was talking about her lines. And she was like, you know, you're not a dancer. I'm like, well, really? We gonna say that on national TV halfway through the competition? It was she was trying to compliment her, but the way she chose the words that she chose to do that were just kind of busted, and it was like this backhanded compliment. But I loved everything about that dance. I really did. It gave me life, and it made me cry. And I don't think it was the dance that made me cry. It's that song that makes me cry.
Right?
song just evokes emotion. I don't even know why, but it just does.
Yep.
What's up with y'all?
I still like. I like her a lot. I think she's great. I don't not like her.
No, okay, you just had a problem with that dance.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, all right.
It's funny because for me, the song. I love that song too. But I think what I love about Beauty and the Beast is it's such a classic Disney animated show, and this was such a modern interpretation of that moment in the movie. So I think I I would have preferred, like, the Viennese here. I think the mix of the sort of hip-hop remix of Beauty and the Beast with contemporary, it didn't quite gel for me either, Teague. And I really like Ally, but I don't know if she's had her moments on this show yet for me. And I think...
Ooh, you
to
don't?
Me, I don't.
You didn't think last week was a moment?
No, I did. But to me, she's like someone who one night, in the way that Kel did for me tonight, will be the clear front runner and have her breakout night. And I still feel like she's kind of in her cocoon. I don't know. Because I think she could be one of the best dancers here. But I think what Carrie Ann said speaks to what Teague is saying, where for people who are really, really about technique, it's obvious where she falls short. And so Teague's assessment is fair and agrees with what Carrie Ann said. She's not a trained dancer. But for those who don't, like me, I don't see that stuff, so I do enjoy her commitment to performance.
Yeah.
What do you think, Carla?
I'm with Carla on this one. I love this dance. It was very emotional. You could definitely feel it. Like, it's so different watching it back here now in the studio and just seeing what you guys got to see, because it's so different than what I got to see, because like I was in there and just like the whole moment from when they're preparing and then the little press is going on before, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, then just like how people get so emotional while it's playing in the background, and then when they go on and to deliver, I feel like Ally is such a good performer. She always comes out and she gives it her all, even though she might be singing or like lip singing, and she might be taking it as a like, I am performing because she is a performer, but I think that she does great every time, and she does have some things to fix here and there in her technique, but other than that, I think she did a great job.
Cool. Well, they got a 27 out of 30, which was a really high score. I was very happy about that. And then, of course, all of the performances were interrupted by a special performance featuring Daniela as Elsa, mm-hmm, and they danced to Into the Unknown from Frozen 2. Let me just say, I just had to say this. Idina Menzel's voice is like a musical instrument. Mm. Like, I couldn't concentrate on the dance because I was listening to her singing. Her voice is just bananas. I just had to throw that out there. They also...
Have you worked with her, Carla? You've done so much Broadway.
I've never worked with her, but we were on Broadway at the same time.
Fun.
I was in a show... I was in another show when she was doing Rent.
Okay.
So, and nice. Taye Diggs was in that company. So I know all of them from that time.
It's like that second degree separation.
Yeah,
thing.
It's like yeah, yeah, it was okay. Totally that. But they also gave a shout out to the Little Mermaid live that they're doing on ABC. Now, this is not the Little Mermaid that they're doing a movie thing out of with the little girl from Blackish. This is a completely different thing that's going to air on ABC on November 5th, starring Queen Latifah and Shaggy. I just love the Queen Latifah and Shaggy. They also gave a plug to Lady and the Tramp, which is only going to be streamed via Disney Plus, Disney's new streaming service, on November 12th. So you will only be able to see this newfangled live-action version of Lady and the Tramp on Disney Plus. And that is my Disney commercial for Dance with the Stars tonight. All right. And so then we picked it back up with the High School Musical. High School Musical. And I love the title of this because it's just bananas. High School Musical, the musical, the series. That's what the series is called on that's going to come on Disney. That's going to be another Disney Plus thing. But having said that, I skipped ahead of myself.
We can go back to Lauren. We skipped Lauren Elena, but we can do...
No. I skipped that. Let me get this real quick. Because Kel is later. Let me go back and talk about Lauren Elena. I wrote those things separately.
No worries.
My bad for those who are listening and watching, you know.
Live TV, guys.
It's live. A sister can make a mistake, and I'm owning up to it, so you ain't got to call me out about it. I called myself out. All right, so Lauren Elena and Gleb, they danced to The Little Mermaid. She looked beautiful as the Little Mermaid. She looks really good with red hair. She might want to consider changing her hair to that color. And they did the samba. There was a lot of samba content in there. It was really, really nice. But I felt like there were a couple of times I saw her lose count. There were a couple of times that it got a little weird. Like they almost got out of sync. But right before they got to that point, they kind of jumped right back into it. It just felt a little clunky. She looked, and I think with her, again, the thing that got her out of the focus of the moment with the dance was when she did that little move in the beginning where she bent over and her skirt came up. She was so in that moment that she couldn't get back to concentrate on the dance. And I feel like that was a detriment for her this evening.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. Well, one of the things is I don't really like it. I agree with Len whenever they start a dance and then they do too much of, like, the little sitting down or the little, like, brushing in the hair and the little bit of, like, dancing with other people. I think that that takes, like, the dances are so short that that takes so much time out of the dance and what could potentially make them kind of come back up. Mm-hmm. And after she did that thing with her skirt, it totally, like, threw her off. So I feel like I didn't really get to see her perform at her best because, like, in the beginning, it was just the twinkling with her hair, and then she messed up, and then they went down to do the dance, and it wasn't, like, I think that she was trying to get herself to pass that for the whole time.
Yeah, I agree with that. What about y'all?
So I agree with Carla. I mean, I love Lauren Elena. Her personality always shines, but this wasn't as strong of a week for her as we've had in the past. Mm-mm. It's that funny. People are in their head for different reasons on this show all the time, and that's part of the journey. But it's funny. Facially, she lets loose. I want to see her let her whole body let loose. I think that's what I'm seeing is there's still some tension maybe with her hip action or, you know, maybe her conservative values are getting in the way of her really letting go in the ballroom. So
I would agree with that.
I'd love to see that because she's got so much personality as a performer.
Teague?
She's great. I love her. I wasn't crazy about the costume. I think I agree with Loved By You. My girl.
What'd she say?
I think we both weren't obsessed with the costume. I'm not sure if it... I feel like I wanted it to be a little bit longer, a little bit flowier. I'm not sure. Something about it. And then also, I think she felt uncomfortable because she... something got stuck, which I didn't really see. Even watching it back just now,
I saw it.
I did.
She bent over and she ran her hands up her skirt.
Right.
When she went to let her hands go, the skirt stayed up, and she had to, like, shove it down.
Okay, so I don't know. That was just one note, but I think overall it just looked a little bit like she got overwhelmed. I think there were a few missteps, and even when Gleb grabbed her, and I feel like that was supposed to be maybe a lift, but it was he kind of got just like
I caught that too
stuck on her chest, and I was like, what's going on? That's not a move. That's not a movement. So I wasn't sure what that was, and then I think there were just a few things that she got a little bit overwhelmed by, and especially if that costume malfunction happened in the beginning. But I am always rooting for her because I think she's amazing and wonderful and, like, great role model, and what a just cutie patootie, and she's got a great personality. She's somebody who does really well at just letting herself go on these things and these packages, so she looks funny and cool, and you can see her personality. We do see, you know, quite a few people who are scared to open up, which is tough in a competition that is
trains.
A little bit, yes, which actually kind of holds you back from being good at media. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
Anyways, that's my overall thought. But I really like her. I hope she sticks around.
Okay, cool. Well, they got a 23 out of 30. And then next up was Kel and Whitney. They danced to We're All in This Together from High School Musical. They did a jazz routine. I really love this routine.
Yes.
What I didn't love, though, was when he did that turn and he had that flex foot. I'm like, what is that? But okay, I let it go. But it was really cute. I felt like the energy was really up. I felt like he was kind of in his element. It was very energetic. I think that this was a good look for him tonight.
Very good look for him tonight. To me, in terms of theming, dance style, and arrangement of song, this was the most cohesive number of the night. This one made the most sense. This was the one you could stage, and it would make sense for people when they see it immediately. Mm-hmm. I am confused on this one because I didn't see any reason why he shouldn't get 10s, to be honest.
Yeah.
Carla, I'm glad you mentioned a flex foot because that's at least something. It frustrates me when the judges say things like a revelation, perfect night, amazing, but they don't give out the 10s. I was confused. This felt perfect to me, personally. Yeah. I loved it.
Same. Absolutely same. From beginning to end, I was like, this is the best routine, I think, of the season for me. It, not only because we've seen him and he's been trying so hard and also has been good, but this is like, he executed this perfectly. Mm-hmm. I think the whole thing from the beginning to the end was great. Great great choreo, and also another great example of a great partner.
Yes.
Really showcased him so, so well. Exactly what he could do. All of his strengths were out there on the floor. Even in his breakdown section was awesome and so fun. Nothing could have been deducted. There were no notes given by the judges, and we're seeing eights. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that was Lynn. He was
That's lame.
One tonight.
That's lame.
He got a 26. Well, they got a 26 out of 30. I agree with everything that you guys said. I also agree with the fact that Whitney is really good at choreographing for her partner.
She's probably
one of the best at it. Mm-hmm. Next up was Hannah and Alan. They danced a foxtrot to Aladdin. I feel like, I agree with the judges where they said they couldn't see the footwork because of the costume. I couldn't really see what her feet were doing, so I can't really comment on that. They were in hold a lot, and I do agree with Lynn that there was a lot of swishing going on with the arms going here, there, and everywhere. But it was okay. Yeah. It was all right.
Yeah, I thought the performance was... I don't know why I was expecting from them. I kind of go back to last year when Alexis was dancing with him, and I think that was the night that Alexis like just kind of went all the way out there, and I expected that from Ellen to do the same thing with Hannah, to just kind of... I think that the Hannah that we saw in the first episode was the strong Hannah that we've seen, and then she kind of has been going down a little bit, and I was like, this is going to be the episode where she's going to come back up and she's going to deliver a beautiful dance and we're going to be swept away. And you couldn't really see the dance because of the costume and the fog. It was just really kind of hard to see. Like, you could see the up, and she does have a really great hold. But that was basically about it.
Yeah.
They got kind of swallowed up by the music. I think the arrangement was a little modern for what they were doing. I don't know, because I would have just stuck with the traditional arrangement of this song. Because it's a great number, but yeah, the dress is so long, it's multi-layered, there's so much fog, and I think... what was a great routine got swallowed up by sort of the surrounding environment.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the traditional arrangement, because if you listen to them singing, they were singing the when they released the film initially, it was the Peebo Bryce and Celine Dion version.
It.
So okay. That's the version that they were dancing to.
Interesting. Yeah, I like the film sort of like what immersed in the story versus like the end credits.
Okay, all right, cool.
But that's a good... I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fair. It's a fair point.
No problem.
Yeah.
Go ahead, T.
I just felt like this.
Yeah. She's staring into the distance.
Here we go.
Yeah. I just felt like that. You know, it's... I think I will say she's got good timing. Her timing's getting way better.
We did notice that.
Which is great.
She's finally
Jeff actually noticed
sitting
that.
In the pocket, which is great.
Yes. Love a good improvement piece. Also, the only like technical critique is when her arms were in first, they were crunched a little bit. I could have used them to be
extended.
Oh yeah, like a beach ball. But that's my only technical note. I think that the fog was a little much. I think that overall, I feel like I got lost. It was a bit dreamy. It was pretty. There was nothing that I didn't like about it.
Right.
It was okay. Yeah, I wasn't like oh yay. Yeah.
I think we're all on the same page with that.
But it was good.
Yeah. They got a 9, 7, and 9, 25 out of 30.
The 7 was weird to me, though.
It was Lynn. He was on one. You know
tonight,
what I mean?
Tonight, he was
on one.
Yes.
So, and then last but not least, there was James and Emma doing a Paso Doble to Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I don't know why they were like, brouhaha, sis boom ba over this dance. I was like... It felt dorky to me. I was like, he was giving this weird Dracula face going on. I love me some James Van Der Beek, but this wasn't my favorite dance from him in the competition at all. It just wasn't.
I think this was my favorite dance of the night.
That's great.
Yeah, I really, really loved it. And I don't know if it's just because I love Pirates of the Caribbean and I love James, and I just... being there was just this like strong atmosphere with like the pirates that I really connected with the dance. And I think that I was also really connecting with Emma in that moment where she was just kind of like really leading and letting him kind of lead on, and they were both dancing together really well. Mm-hmm. And I really loved it.
Okay.
I'm somewhere between you guys. I wonder if part of it is James has such a long, lean frame. Does that maybe take away from like the strength of a paso? Something about his body didn't feel...
good point.
It just didn't feel like his body was totally matching the style of a paso I'm used to.
It just felt weird to me, and I wasn't having it.
But it was fine. I don't know. I thought it was fine. For some reason, James has stagnated a bit for me when he was so far ahead of the rest of the group that I want to see him really kick ass next week. But this was good. I like Emma's passos usually more than this.
Ditto, Teague.
All right, there were a few things. First of all, week one, or I guess it was week two when he did the toe touch, I was like, please give me one more of those. I just wanted one more.
He jumped
and it was such an anticlimactic little High School Musical cheer jump when he jumped off. And I just wanted one more toe touch, but that's just me because that's what I want. I feel like we had such high expectations. Also, I feel like they were also like bumping him up a lot in the package. They were like, oh, this is going to be the best.
Yeah.
And I was really excited. It didn't quite meet
meet my high expectations. I think he did a great job, but it felt a bit flat-footed, and I didn't love the right leap to the ground out of...
Yeah, that was crazy looking.
He did a right leap, and I was like, we don't need to do that, maybe? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate that she's giving him challenging choreography. That's awesome, and it speaks to her as a teacher, but I think that sometimes maybe we wouldn't miss that. I don't think we need... you know? So... I don't know. It wasn't my favorite routine from him, but I also hold him at such a high bar because I think he's really, really great. And I want to just do one more toe touch. Just one more.
Just one more toe touch or slipper.
Please.
Okay. Well, we have gone through all the dances, but before we get to the final results of the show, we have a little special segment from our boy Josh. Do we not?
Nice. Here we go.
Love it.
Hello, folks. How are we doing today?
Good.
Yes, Josh.
All righty. So today we'll be discussing the origin of jazz. So the origin of the jazz dance can be traced to African ritual and celebratory dances from around the 17th century. These dances emphasize polyrhythm and improvisation. From the 16th to 19th century, the transatlantic slave trade brought 10 million enslaved Africans to the Americas. And by 1817 in New Orleans, city laws restricted gatherings of enslaved people to Sunday afternoons in Congo Square, known publicly as Place Publique. But in 1917, jazz pianist Spencer Williams wrote a song called Shimmy Shaw Wobble, which inspired a jazz dance called the Shimmy. Now, the shimmy is done by holding the body still, except for the shoulders, which are quickly alternated back and forth. The dances that emerged during this period were also the Charleston and the Lindy Hop. The Charleston is characterized by its toes in, heels out, twisting step, and can be done either solo or with a number of people. Now, the Lindy Hop was also a wild and spontaneous, and can include a dance partner with that, that is extremely rhythmically conscious. And when the Great Depression began in October of 1929, many people turned to this dance. Because of this, the Abreel and the Lindy Hop are now considered to be under the umbrella term, which is swing dance stylized, continuously flowing movements that develop into the technique itself. Now, Cole style has also been called the Hard Hop and Cool, and Fosse combined with vaudeville, striptease, magic shows, nightclubs, film, and Broadway music.
That must be Cole Porter and Bob Fosse, I'm presuming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And that was your jazz history of the day.
Thank you, Josh.
Josh, you got a shout out in the chat room. They are loving you.
Shout out to all the people in the chat.
Hey. And I just want to shout you out and give you a big old thumbs up for pronouncing New Orleans the right way. New Orleans.
I got to keep it authentic. New Orleans
I loved
way.
You for that. Good on you. All right. And so since Carla was in the studio, I talk about this on the show quite often because I think all of us at some point or another have been in the studio for Dancing with the Stars and been here watching it on television. And it's a very different feeling. So what feeling did you get during Disney Night this evening in the studio with the dancers and the pros?
It was magical. It really was very magical, like the whole way through. Since I think that the minute that Mickey Mouse kind of came out, everybody was just kind of like, Mickey, no matter what age you are, when Mickey Mouse steps on the floor, you really don't care about anybody else besides Mickey Mouse at the point. And that's basically how I felt, and I think how a lot of the other people that were around me felt. And I know that you guys probably saw that Carrie Ann fell, and I was sitting down right on that section that was next to her, and I saw it happen. Like, it was, you guys, it was the worst thing. So when she got up, they have rolling chairs, so the chair actually rolled itself back. So when she went back to sit down, the chair was gone, and that's when she fell back on the chair, basically.
Got
like
it.
Fell.
She handled
so
it
that's
well.
Why, yeah.
But she's okay, right?
Yeah, she's okay. Everybody after commercial break went to go make sure that she was fine, and that's why when Bruno gets up and the chair rolls back, she got up to push his chair back to him so that he wouldn't the same thing wouldn't happen to him, because that's basically what happened to her.
That's the worst. But she always fallen. I feel like there is not a season in season 28 of Dancing with the Stars at Home Girl has not fallen out of the chair, whether it's rolling or not, but I'm glad she's okay.
Quick question for you, Carla. Watching it tonight, the tension among the judges and Tom and Aaron felt especially intense tonight. I don't know if you got that, Carla, but for me personally, the level of, like, grumpy frustration around Len this season is getting challenging for me as a viewer. I personally feel like they've really overproduced sort of Len the curmudgeon and Tom and Len butting heads, and I want to hear what you guys think in the chat, but I had two or three moments where I actually felt very uncomfortable watching it. Did you get any of that in studio?
I didn't. Okay, not at all, good. Because it's different, because it's weird, because you see something on screen, but then during commercial break, they're like talking and laughing,
sure.
And like, or before the show, they're kind of like hanging out and just kind of talking about the show, and I don't really see, and even because sometimes I feel like whenever, maybe it's because a lot of people didn't boo while Len was talking, and I think it only happened like once or maybe twice.
Okay.
And it was just kind of very like, oh, people actually let him talk and he goes through it. So I don't know if the sound that is added sometimes when Len says things, if it's just like pre-recorded that was already done before, because sometimes they'll say like, okay, you know, you have to pre-record like certain things. And I don't know if sometimes like that just gets overplayed, because tonight there was only one time that the audience booed.
Okay.
And that was that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, real quick, because we've actually run out of time. So the results for Disney Night tonight, nobody was eliminated, because that would suck to be eliminated by the mouse.
Yes.
So nobody's being eliminated tonight. There was no bottom two. There was no elimination, which means two people are going to go home next week. And I remember saying at the beginning of the season, there was always that one week where they do it. And of course, it was Disney week. Real quick, predictions about who's going to get eliminated next week.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think it's going to be Sean or Sailor.
I think it's going to be Kel or Sailor, unfortunately. And I love Kel, but I'm just worried about it for some reason.
I'm not sure. It might be Sailor, but okay, I just want to do this really quick because everybody's talking about it in the group chat, the showmance between Alan and Hannah. And I would like to say that before the season even started, I was talking to someone who is pretty involved in that whatever world, and they were like, I think that everybody's going to pitch it as they're going to be a showmance, because everybody likes a showmance, but I think that this is totally fabricated, low-key, and I don't think that this will actually be a relationship that we'll see becoming something. I don't know, just my personal opinion.
Fair enough.
Just wanted to give you guys a 2 cents on that.
Okay, who you think going home?
Oh, I'm thinking Sailor, maybe. I don't know.
I'm thinking it might be, because Karamo and Sean got the lowest scores, it may be one of the two. It may be the both of them, or we may get a surprise and it'll be like Sailor and Karamo. But I think one of them we're definitely going to be like, oh yeah, I can see that person going home, and the other person we're going to be like, oh really, they're going home? So it's going to be a surprise, kind of like how week one was. Alright, well, that does it for episode 5, season 28, Disney Night of Dancing with the Stars.
Yay!
Thank y'all for joining us. Thank you in the chat room. Next time we will try to do a little roll call real quick to say hey to y'all. We love you. We're glad that you've taken time out on your Monday night to join us. You can find me, Carla Renata, across all social media platforms. You can also find me on Sunday doing the General Hospital Report, or the GH Report, or the GH After Show, whatever you want to call it. And of course, over at Black Hollywood Live doing The Curvy Critic with Carla Renata every Sunday at 5 o'clock. Teague.
I'm not doing that much. I'm just Teague Dooley Panko, and you can find me at Teague DP pretty much everywhere. Okay, thanks.
Jeff Graham here, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And if you rate us 5 stars and review us, I will read your review on air next week. So make sure you do that. And you can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham.
And you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at @IamCarlaBeltran. And of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV and all social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, give us a big old thumbs up in YouTube if you were watching via YouTube. And if not, go to iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can. Leave us comments and love there as well. Until next week, we will see you then. Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.